Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis, here on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Απόψε έχω μες στην καρδιά μου μια λαχτάρα πικραμένη. Απόψε στέλνω απ' την ψυχή μου αγγελούδια στον καημό. Γιατί να κλαίνε τα μαύρα σου μάτια, μάτια παλάτια του πόθου κομμάτια χωρίς τελειωμό. Και μαστιγώνουν το πόνο, το χρόνο, το φθόνο, το άπειρο. Και ζωγραφίζουν ζωή τη ζωή μου, τραγούδι γλυκό. Και μαστιγώνουν το πόνο, το χρόνο, το φθόνο, το άπειρο. Και ζωγραφίζουν ζωή τη ζωή μου, τραγούδι γλυκό. Απόψε θέλω να ζωντανέψω μια ελπίδα τσακισμένη. Απόψε θα έρθω να σε αγγίξω για να βρω το λυτρωμό. Γιατί να κλαίνε τα μαύρα σου μάτια, μάτια παλάτια του πόθου κομμάτια χωρίς τελειωμό. Και μαστιγώνουν το πόνο, το χρόνο, το φθόνο, το άπειρο. Και ζωγραφίζουν ζωή τη ζωή μου, τραγούδι γλυκό. Και μαστιγώνουν το πόνο, το χρόνο, το φθόνο, το άπειρο. Και ζωγραφίζουν ζωή τη ζωή μου, τραγούδι γλυκό. Γιατί να κλαίνε τα μαύρα σου μάτια.
That was Manolis Lidakis starting off today's broadcast of Dialogos Radio with a song titled Matia Padea. This is Dialogos Radio, the weekly Greek radio program which airs on 9 radio stations across 4 continents and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis and I will be here with you for the next hour with more great Greek music as well as some special features that you won't want to miss. The European parliamentary elections as well as local and municipal elections will be held later this month in Greece, and on today's edition of the Dialogos interview series, we will be speaking with Ilias Papadopoulos from the I Don't Pay movement, a political movement which is active on a number of different fronts in Greece and which will be participating in many local electoral contests later this month. Papadopoulos will share with us more details about the I Don't Pay movement, its positions, mission, and platform, and he will also address some of the major economic and social issues which are impacting the Greek society at the present time. And after this week's interview, stay tuned for the the weekly news roundup from Greece, brought to you by the Press Project International, as well as the new edition of our special feature, Borates Magazine Exclusives. Coming up now, though, here on Dialogos Radio, is this week's Dialogos interview series and our interview with Ilias Papalopoulos of the I Don't Pay movement. The Dialogos Interview Series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Dialogos Radio. Joining us today on the Dialogos Radio is Ilias Papalopoulos of the Do Not Pay movement in Greece. And Mr. Papalopoulos, thank you for joining us. And to get us started, share with us an introduction about the Do Not Pay movement, who you are and how you were established.
The I Don't Pay movement is a movement of disobedience that has started in the village, the suburb of Athens named Athidnes. It was a movement started because of the need, of the inner need of the local society of this village to deny new toll booths that had been set in the borders of the village and made the movements and the transportation very difficult to be afforded. So the local society, the community of this village started this war with the international, multinational companies which exploited the public roads. The movement started from the roads, the public good of transportation, and expanded in other fields of struggle. Some of these fields are the public goods in general, as public health, public education, electricity, water, food, home. These goods that are goods of first need, and all the people, independently of income and their ability to afford these goods, should be have these goods in order to survive. So our movement fights until now against all the measures that are taken by the central government and try to exclude the vast majority of the society from the free access to these goods. This is our main goal. And we have other goals, as the total elimination of our debt, which we believe that the 99% of the Greek society has not created it, but only 1% of the bankers, of all these people that with scandalous ways exploit public money, the multinational companies, and in general the minority of the people, the 1%, which exploits the other 99% every day through the work, through the taxes, and through the measurements of austerity.
One of the issues in which the I Don't Pay movement seems to be particularly active, as you mentioned, has to do, of course, with the tolls that are charged on many of Greece's motorways. And recently, the government announced the increases to the tolls on many of these motorways as well. How has your movement responded to this issue recently?
A new contract of the state with the companies, the private companies, has signed a new contract which allows the companies to increase the money that are needed in order to pass and to go to your village or to your work, to other by kilometric charge. So our movement in this increase of the price responded in a very immediate way. We made many demonstrations on the roads. We opened the roads. We made them a free pass for the drivers. We made a very big demonstration of many thousand people in the toll booths of Athidnes, of this village that I mentioned before. And we ask, we request something that should be existed to pass freely from our roads, because we built them. These new contracts are scandalous. They were scandalous before, now they are more than that. They give for nothing to the multinational companies that Greek capitalists and foreign capitalists are inside these corporations. They are giving them billions of euros in order to continue the financing of the construction of the roads that has stopped by the companies from 2010. And they now give them many millions, billions, 7.5 billions of euros in order to make them possible for them to exploit our roads. This amount of money in a situation now that the Greek people is impoverishing very rapidly, a thing that should make any one of us to be exploded by the raids and to express these raids productively by participating in a movement as I Don't Pay movement.
The I Don't Pay movement is also heavily involved in another issue which has impacted thousands of Greek households during the crisis, as many of these households have had their electricity or their water service cut due to an inability to pay their bills. Describe for us the extent of this problem in Greek society today and how the I Don't Pay movement is responding.
This problem is a very big problem here in Greece. The public good of first need as electricity and water, and specific now electricity that we're talking for, 1,000 households per day have their electricity cut by the public corporation of electricity here, and that now is in a procedure of privatization. And this problem is a deep humanistic and social problem here in Greece, impoverishment that goes us all back to medieval years, because 1,000 per day, 300,000 in total, are without electricity. In the total darkness, we understand the humanistic dimension of this problem and we act immediately as a movement. We have a special force, if I can say this term, of comrades of our co-fighters that are going to the households that has their electricity cut and they reconnect their electricity. I think this solution is not a long-term solution for this problem. It's a short-term solution, but it's a very big relief for these people that has to survive in order to overthrow the general situation. So we gain time by this activity, this activistic action. We gain time for our society to reorganize its forces and to respond with a counterattack to these measures in order to take the electricity back, because the people produce the electricity and not any corporation or any government. And we have our people should have their electricity freely, with free access.
Many Greek households are also now living with the increased threat that their home will be foreclosed and confiscated by the banks. And from what I understand, this is another area where the I Don't Pay movement is heavily involved. And recently, we even have helped prevent the auction of some homes that have been foreclosed upon by banks here in Athens. Tell us about your activity on this issue.
Yes, we have organized some committees that are acting locally and act against auctions in general. We are trying to make a human wall between the banks or the state and the people that are now, their houses are in danger of auction. Our movement is organized in a high level in this issue. We are trying to gain more people to come to this activistic action. We are going to the courts that these auctions are taking place, and we make them not to be done. Many people, hundreds of people, go to the courts. They are blocking the entrance of the contract lawyers. And we stop in this way, with an activistic way, but depolitical way, these auctions. We had Nomos Katselis here that was active, which was a law that protected some households that were very poor from losing their first house. This law now is very weak and cannot protect these households. And we have many people without home, homeless people, and we are trying to help them after the auction has happened and before. It's a very big problem here in Greece. The people here in Greece traditionally have their houses. We have a very big percentage above the European mean number of the household that has their own house, are owners, but they are not rich people, they are poor people, that all their savings were put in this way. So now the plan of the Troika in general and the government here is to take this last asset that the households had in Greece. And you know the connection, the sentimental connection between the Greek people and their house is very deep and very strong. And this bond with their houses could not be distracted very easily. We are trying to be against it and organize the people in a very higher level in order to succeed this activistic campaign that we are into.
We are on air with Ilias Papadopoulos of the I Don't Pay movement in Greece here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos interview series. Mr. Papadopoulos, in what ways is the I Don't Pay movement active on issues pertaining to healthcare and all of the cuts and the closures that are increasingly being seen in the Greek national health system?
In all the sectors of the economy, the basic plan, the central plan of the for the European Union, I believe, is to privatize all the sectors of the economy. Not only the goods and the products that can be object of trade, but also other goods that in the past weren't, as public health, as public education, as goods of first need, as food, this kind of stuff, that may be an object of trade, subjected to trade, but no one where all the people could have these goods and could consume these goods. Now it's impossible for the vast majority of our people, of the Greek people, that are excluded from their access to the public health. Many hospitals here in Greece, public hospitals, are closed by the Ministry of Health and the government, by the orders of the Troika, in order to have the private sector of health developed. The big goal from the Troikans are to develop the private sector and to eliminate the public sector, also in these goods, in order to exploit also this, the public health, to be a matter of trade. So we understand that in this way, in this dogma, that who has money can consume the health or the education or can have access to these goods. We have a fascistic society that the poor cannot live, cannot be educated, cannot go to their villages or their works, and only the minority of the people who is able to afford these goods should consume them.
In crisis-hit Greece, there are also certain major issues of ecological and environmental as well as economic and social importance. One example, of course, is the operation of gold mines in the region of Skouries in northern Greece. Another similar issue that has come up recently is the plan to dispose the chemical weapons from Syria in the Mediterranean Sea off of the island of Crete. How has the I Don't Pay movement responded to these issues?
This is of a big importance for our movement. We are a deep ecological movement because we believe that if you have the human needs in the epicenter of your philosophy and ideology, our big home that the earth is, not be excluded from this philosophy. Also, we are against the multinational companies who wants to exploit everything. As gold, with the gold mines in Skouries, in the village of Skouries near Chalkidiki, that we have the few families of Greece who rule everything, to be inside also this exploitation of our earth, but in a very, with poison, with a substance which is very threatening for the environment and could cause the elimination of the ancient forest of Skouries and also underground, the waters, the sea, the beaches, and the tourism in general. But you know, in Skouries, tourism is a key factor to the development of the society there, the economy. Tourism, which loves nature, loves the environment. With this investment, this monstrous investment, not only the ancient forest of Skouries, but also the beaches and, in general, all the territory will be destructed totally. We are against these kinds of investments, but we also believe that the wealth that nature provides us as gold should be in the hand of people and not of few families.
Turning now to economic issues, the Do Not Pay movement supports the ancient Greek idea of Syssarchia. What is this idea about and how does it relate to the present day economic situation in Greece?
Syssarchia was a law that was passed by Solon in ancient Athens and included the cancellation of debts, that then the debt could be a factor of slavery. Now we are not in this position to be slaved because of debts, but we are in a similar position to not be able to survive if we are in debt. So we believe that a new Syssarchia, a new law that would will be imposed by people, should have taken place, should be imposed in order to overthrow all our bonds that tighten us to the ground and we cannot have our basic needs satisfied. So we believe that a new society of the private debts should be imposed. And we are trying to expand our idea with many communicative means, as with propaganda, as with demonstrations against the public debt, that I believe it's a debt that people are not in a position to pay and should not pay because they don't owe it. A new society is necessary.
The Iron Pave movement has called for Greece to depart from the Eurozone and to return not just to a national currency, but to what you have called a popular currency. Share with us more details about your proposals for the Greek economy and for this departure from the Euro and return to a popular currency.
We don't believe in general that the people should not be united. The opposite. We believe that people should be united. But the vast majority of people who produces wealth and not the minorities who rules. We believe in a popular currency, as you said, because we don't believe that a national currency on its own should be any solution to our problem. Many countries with a national currency were defaulted, bankrupt, and have their people in a deep poverty. We don't believe that this is alone is a solution to the problem. We believe that this should be in a general strategy of reorganizing our society, our economy, to give the productive forces to the people who work them, to exploit them also, to have our banks in the hands, on the hands of people, not only the banking system, but also the factories and the basic sectors of economy, which should be including also the monetary policy, that the popular currency should service the need of the people, and should be an instrument of real development of the society and not of the development of the numbers which are in favor of the few. So we believe in a popular currency. The popular currency should be an instrument of real development of the society with the people in the epicenter. The people handling and having and managing the cut of the currency, how much currency will be cut, and the quantitative easing of United States as an example should be done here maybe in order to make this exchange in favor of Greek people, in order to increase our exportations of goods and this kind of stuff. We believe that currency could be an instrument, but only if a deeper plan of reorganization of the society could be imposed by the people.
The European parliamentary elections and also the Greek local and municipal elections are coming up toward the end of May. Will the Iron Pave movement be participating in these electoral contests? And also, do you plan to participate in national elections if they are called?
In European elections, we will not participate because we may have to borrow money in order to survive, and we don't want to make this huge leap that may threaten the survival of our movement, because, you know, the finances, unfortunately, is a basic instrument in order to be developed also as a political movement. We don't have the money. We are a people-based movement, and the people is impoverishing, and we have not the means in order to go to the European elections, but we will continue fighting, organizing our movement and expanding. So we will participate only in the local elections in the many municipalities of Greece. And I think we will go well because we have deep bonds with the local societies, because of the fights that the struggles and the activist actions that we have taken part in all the sectors that I have told you before. Also for the national elections that are not decided yet when they would happen. We plan to participate. We plan to concentrate our forces for these elections that would be of a very big importance, but not for the utmost importance. We believe that movement on the road is of the bigger importance and not the elections. But we fight with all the instruments that the system gives us. We have gained them with fights of centuries, also the elections. It's not something that was as a charity of the system. So this is our strategy for the next elections.
And in closing, where can our listeners find out more information about the IRMP movement and all of your positions and actions?
We have a site 5 years now, kinimadenpliron.gr. I will tell you also by spelling in English, kinimadenpliron.gr. Which is our site. It's a little bit difficult for an English speaker. In this site, you could find our basic principles, our basic political views, our strategy for the economy, for the society, in which ways we plan to overthrow this situation and to try to develop a new society that the vast majority of the people, the 99% that we are saying again and again, will have the keys of the economy, the keys of the society, and will decide on its own for their future. We have also their videos and photos of our thousands of activistic actions and demonstrations and all these kinds of reconnections of electricity and water and all our activities in general. So I think it's a very good site that anyone who tried to find out about what the IRMP movement is could find it easily.
Mr. Papalopoulos, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today here on the Dialogos Radio and the Dialogos Interview Series, and best of luck in the upcoming elections.
Thank you too.
Attention iTunes users, Dialogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Dialogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. We just wrapped up this week's edition of the Dialogos interview series, where we spoke with Ilias Papadopoulos of Greece's IRMP movement. As a reminder, the podcast of this interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, on our apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and for Google Chrome, in iTunes and TuneIn.com, in Aswell Radio and WeCast apps for iPhones and iPads, and in the Windows Marketplace for Windows Phones and for the Windows 8 operating system. We'll get back to some music now, and in a few moments we'll be back with the weekly news roundup from Greece, courtesy of the Press Project International.
ψυχή μας καινή. Τα λόγια υπάρχουν γιατί υπήρχαν εκεί. Πλοίο τα μάτια, τα μαλλιά σου πανί. Πόσο σε ήθελα και πόσο εσύ γιατί. Γιατί. Γιατί το τραγούδι αυτό πάντα να λέει δεν μπορώ. Γιατί κι εσύ με σπρώχνεις το κρεμό. Δεν σε συγχωρώ, δεν σε συγχωρώ γιατί. Γιατί. Να δεις πως αλλάξαμε. Δες τη ζωή που ξεγράψαμε. Με μια ματιά, με μια κίνηση απλή. Ο εγωισμός σου πάντα αυτός οδηγεί. Γιατί. Γιατί. Γιατί το τραγούδι αυτό πάντα να λέει δεν μπορώ. Γιατί κι εσύ με σπρώχνεις το κρεμό. Δεν σε συγχωρώ, δεν σε συγχωρώ. Γιατί το τραγούδι αυτό πάντα να λέει δεν μπορώ. Γιατί κι εσύ με σπρώχνεις το κρεμό. Δεν σε συγχωρώ, δεν σε συγχωρώ. Γιατί, γιατί.
Dialogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Dialogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. You're tuned to the Dialogos Radio, where we just heard Pixlax and a song titled Yati. And coming up now is the weekly news roundup from Greece, brought to you by the popular Greek news portal, the Press Project International.
This is the Week in Review. Welcome to the weekly news roundup, brought to you by the Press Project International, straight from Athens. For more Greek news, go to thepressproject.net. Greeks with outstanding debts to the tax office may soon see their homes auctioned off at prices as low as a third of their theoretical objective values, as calculated by the tax office. The proposed change is included in the latest evaluation by the European Commission regarding the implementation of the memorandum agreement. Under the current system, the homes of those with taxes in arrears must be auctioned off at a price no lower than the objective value. But the collapse of the property market means that the objective values for properties, which are used to calculate tax liabilities, are often far higher than the real market values. This means that most such auctions do not end in a sale. Now the tax office will be able to set the starting price of properties for auction at far lower levels. In short, the change will allow the tax office to use one value to determine the property tax owed by a taxpayer, and another, far lower value, to sell their home in the event that they cannot pay the taxes owed. The measure would affect homeowners with debts to the state as low as 500 euros. The changes have been criticized by even pro-market politicians. Theodoros Skylakakis, a member of the European Parliament and the leader of the political party Thrasi, called the change deeply unethical and said that it will open the way for what he called vulture funds to acquire valuable properties at bargain bin rates. For its part, the finance ministry has denied that the change will necessarily be implemented as demanded by the Troika, claiming that it is in negotiations with the country's lenders. An article in an omnibus bill put before Parliament this week will effectively let Piraeus Bank off the hook for many tens of millions of euros in taxes and liabilities following its acquisition of the Greek branches of troubled Cypriot banks in 2013. The Greek branches of the Bank of Cyprus and Cyprus Popular Bank were absorbed by Piraeus Bank following a decision by the government in order to safeguard deposits following the outbreak of the banking crisis in Cyprus. Now, the government is looking to give Piraeus Bank a free pass on those obligations with a draft law which is apparently tailor-made for the case. Opposition party Syriza slammed the move as a gift to the bank from the government, which it said was facilitating a scandal. Allegations that the administration is favoring wealthy and powerful groups were also provoked by the revelation by the newspaper Efemerida των Συντακτών that the government has still not implemented its decision to levy an additional emergency tax on the shipping sector. The tax was passed into law by Parliament last December amid much fanfare following drawn-out negotiations with the shipping companies. It would see them contribute a total of 400 million euros in added revenue over the next 3 years. Yet over 5 months later, the necessary ministerial decisions required to implement the tax have not been signed, nor does any such action appear imminent. The government claims that the holdup is due to technical difficulties in levying the tax, and that the added revenue will be collected as intended this year. However, important deadlines have already been missed, leading many to question whether the tax will remain purely theoretical. While the once mighty PASOK party might be only polling in the low single digits these days, an alteration in the way state funding for political parties is allocated will likely see the party receive more state funds than any other political party. State funding for political parties in Greece is allocated based on previous electoral results. Yet this year it is expected that PASOK will receive about 1.3 million of the total 7 million euros to be given out in state funding to political campaigns, despite only receiving 12% in the last parliamentary elections. New Democracy will receive slightly less than PASOK, while Syriza will only receive about 350,000 euros. This is despite the opposition party having come second in the 2012 parliamentary elections with 27% of the vote. The controversial allocation of funds that appears to strongly favor the junior partner in the coalition government is a result of a decision by the Interior Ministry to base the allocation of the funds in part on the results of the 2009 European elections. An accident that led to the tragic death of a 13-year-old boy and the serious injury of his 9-year-old sister at a small amusement park in the Ellinikon municipality of Athens has raised questions over the licensing and operation of such parks. On Sunday, the 27th of April, the two were playing in a so-called water roller in a pool in the park, when reportedly a sudden gust of wind brought on by a storm lifted the helium-inflated cylinder and flung it against another ride 30 meters away. The boy died of head injuries, while his sister is reportedly in stable condition. Reportedly, an Italian man who rented equipment to the company operating the park, as well as two Bangladeshi workers, have been charged over the tragic incident, while the fate of the fairground manager, a Greek, is still unclear. A probe has also been launched over the role of the municipality of Ellinikon, which leased the site to the company and apparently allowed it to operate without a license. I am Pavlos Zafiropoulos, and this has been your weekly news roundup by the Press Project International. For more Greek news, go to thepressproject.net.
Take Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Dialogos Radio and Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. We just heard the weekly news roundup from Greece here on the Dialogos Radio, brought to you by the Press Project International. We'll get back to some more music now, and in a few moments we'll return with our new special feature, Portes Magazine Exclusives.
Κύμα σύνορα για μας. Ζάλι, ζάλι, πάμε γλυκιά μου ζάλι, σε ένα ταξίδι πάλι, πάμε μαζί. Κι όπου μας βγάλει, ζάλι, ζάλι, πάμε γλυκιά μου ζάλι, σε ένα ταξίδι πάλι, πάμε μαζί. Κι όπου μας βγάλει. Μάτια μου παλάτια της ψυχής κλειδιά. Ξέρω όσοι αγαπάνε στο φεγγάρι πάνε, γίνονται παιδιά.
Follow the Alagos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/thealagosmedia and at twitter.com/thealagosmedia. This is the Alagos Radio, where we just heard Costandina in a song titled Zali. And coming up now is our new special feature here on the Alagos Radio, Portes Magazine Exclusives, where we will be speaking with the editors of the magazine about their new issue and what we can expect to see. Portes Magazine Exclusives coming up next here on the Alagos Radio. The Alagos Radio presents Portes Magazine Exclusives, our collaboration with Portes Magazine featuring excerpts from original interviews and special features about Greece and the Hellenic diaspora, coming up now here on the Alagos Radio. Joining us now on Portes Magazine Exclusives are the publishers and editors of Portes Magazine, Vasiliki and Anthimi Trakos. In the past couple of months, Portes Magazine has been preparing some exciting new features. What is the latest news from Portes Magazine?
Thanks for having us on the show. Yes, we're excited to announce that we have transitioned from a biannual print publication to a print and digital quarterly. And this week we unveiled our brand new responsive website where readers can flip through the magazine online and read some of our selected pieces.
Tell us more about your decision to go quarterly and to provide full access to Portes Magazine online.
Since we published the inaugural issue in the summer of 2012, we actually had a lot of interest from readers and subscribers for us to publish an online version. And after giving it a lot of thought, we decided to provide full access to the publication online while still maintaining our layout and print design elements. So actually, listeners can go to bodsmagazine.com and view the magazine online or read through some of our selected stories that have also been posted.
For those who are interested in getting a print copy of Borates Magazine, can they still do so?
Yes, of course. We are still printing limited edition copies of Borates Magazine for subscribers and others who appreciate the look and feel of print publications, since Borates Magazine is the kind of publication you leave on your coffee table. And as we know, digital is great, but print is the real deal.
What are some of the highlights from the latest issue of Borates Magazine, which is now available online?
In this issue, to give an example, we highlighted several up-and-coming groups and tech-oriented companies that are getting a strong presence both in Greece and abroad. For example, we spoke with the CEO of Incrediblu, which is a new platform for yacht and sailboat sharing, and essentially provides affordable vacation options for tourists in Greece and potentially around the world. This new business was started by a young group of Greek entrepreneurs who have already expanded their services outside of Greece. And this is just one of the many examples of new companies that have popped up in the last 2 or 3 years that are based in Athens and are expanding abroad.
We are also very excited about our feature story on the future Stavros Niarchos Foundation Cultural Center, which is currently being built in the Kalithea neighborhood, close to Phaliro Bay in Athens. So to speak briefly about this, the new cultural center is a massive undertaking of the Stavros Niarchos Foundation, and essentially a gift to the Greek state and Greek people, since the foundation is overseeing 100% of the cost and planning of this project from start to finish. Once complete, the new Stavros Niarchos Foundation Cultural Center will house both the Greek National Opera and the National Library of Greece in an extensive multi-purpose facility which will be on the grounds of a new 170,000 square meter park.
What is really interesting, however, is the forethought and detailed planning that has been incorporated into this large-scale project. One of the foundation's goals is to set a new paradigm for sustainability on all levels, not only in Greece, but also internationally. And from the very beginning, the eco-friendly SNFCC has been designed to reduce the current and future negative environmental impact. So, for example, the roof of the visitor center will feature a 10,000 square meter solar energy canopy that will provide power to the facility and also limit the energy cost and environmental impact of the day-to-day operations. So for our listeners who are interested in learning more about the future cultural center, they can read the full-length article online on our website and also take a virtual tour of what the cultural center will look like once complete and open to the public in the fall of 2016.
And these are just a few features to mention briefly. Our latest issue also includes a wonderful collection of fan-submitted photos from the Greek island of Karpathos, which are really amazing and welcome one to visit Greece this summer, especially the island of Karpathos. Also, in our Exploring Athens section, we highlight some of the best spots to visit in Plateia Agias Irinis, which is close to Monastiraki. And that wraps up a few of the things we brought together in the latest issue, and now we're preparing for the summer issue and are looking forward to it. For all those interested in writing, contributing photographs, or just learning more about Borates Magazine and our content, we invite you to visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/BortesMagazine, or check out our website directly, BortesMagazine.com, and let us know what you think.
We just heard our new special feature, Borates Magazine Exclusives, and more great Greek music is coming your way now here on the Alagos Radio.
Πώς θα πας στην Τρία μέσα, εξασφαλίσες τα μέσα να περάσεις άλλη μια ζωή. Πού θα πας αφού σου λείπω και δεν έχεις δούριο ύπο, θα χαθείς ξανά στη διαδρομή. Συγχωρέσέ με, μάτια μου, που σαν τα παλάτια μου. Συγχωρέσέ με, παλιώσα, που σ' αγαπώ μετάνιωσα. Άμα νιώσεις να γυρίσεις, θα με δω κι αν ακουμπήσεις, όσα σε πονέσαν να μου πεις. Ένα μόνο μην ξεχάσεις, δεν μπορείς να μ' αγκαλιάσεις, δεν μπορείς τα μάτια να με δεις. Συγχωρέσέ με, μάτια μου, που πέσαν τα παλάτια μου. Συγχωρέσέ με, παλιώσα, που σ' αγαπώ μετάνιωσα. Συγχωρέσέ με, παλιώσα, που σ' αγαπώ μετάνιωσα.
Γεμάτοι δρόμοι και άνθρωποι μόνοι, κουβέντα μη πιάνεις, πες ένα γεια. Βροχή που ξεσπάει, σε σένα με πάει, και πώς να σου βάλω λίγη καρδιά. Στη βροχή σου αγάπη στέκομαι, καταιγίδα μου με φως. Στη βροχή σου μόνος βρέχομαι και τα σπάει ο ουρανός. Λείπει πάλι ο Θεός και έχει μην ενοχλείται έξω στην πόρτα του, και σε σένα διέξοδο έτρεξα να βρω. Τους παλμούς να χτυπάνε και πάλι στα χείλια, μόνος μου μέτρησα, μια καρδιά να σου πιτέψω δεν μπορώ. Στενά με φωτάκια, καμένα λαμπάκια, με γράφει την βάφου το τοίχο παιδιά. Η νύχτα με παίρνει, κοντά σου με φέρνει, μα πώς να σου βάλω λίγη καρδιά. Στη τροχή σου αγάπη στέκομαι, καταιγίδα μου με φως. Στη βροχή σου σου μόνος βρέχομαι και τα σπάει ο ουρανός. Λείπει πάλι ο Θεός και έχει μην ενοχλείται έξω στην πόρτα του και σε σένα διέξοδο έτρεξα να βρω. Τους παλμούς να χτυπάνε και πάλι στα χίλια, μόνος μου μέτρησα μια καρδιά να σου πιτέψω δεν μπορώ. Λείπει πάλι ο Θεός και έχει μην ενοχλείται έξω στην πόρτα του και σε σένα διέξοδο έτρεξα να βρω. Τους παλμούς να χτυπάνε και πάλι στα χίλια, μόνος μου μέτρησα μια καρδιά να σου φυτέψω δεν μπορώ. Λείπει πάλι ο Θεός και έχει μην ενοχλείται έξω στην πόρτα του και σε σένα διέξοδο έτρεξα να βρω. Τους παλμούς να χτυπάνε και πάλι στα χίλια, μόνος μου μέτρησα μια καρδιά να σου πιτέψω δεν μπορώ. Γεμάτοι δρόμοι και άνθρωποι μόνοι, κουβέντα μη πιάνεις, πες ένα γεια.
That was Yorgos Mazonakis wrapping up a short set of music here on the Dialogos Radio singing Lipi Palio Theos, while prior to that we heard Notis Fakianakis and a song titled Sihorese Me. This week's broadcast of the Dialogos Radio is about ready to come to a close, but in the coming weeks we will feature more interviews on the Dialogos interview series, which will have a pre-election flavor in light of the European parliamentary elections and the local and municipal elections, which will be held later this month in Greece. Next week we will likely be speaking with a candidate from the United Popular Front of Greece, also known as EPAM, by the name of Katerina Moutsatsou, an actress who is entering politics for the first time, and who will talk to us about her candidacy, about EPAM's positions, and about the many important economic, political, and social issues affecting Greece right now. And of course, we'll have more newscasts from Greece that will be brought to us by the Press Project International. We'll wrap up this week's broadcast with one final song, with a recent hit by Antonis Ramos and Manos Pirovolakis titled Borin Avgo. The Dialogos Radio will be back on the air again next week, same time, same place. Thank you for joining us once again this week and have a wonderful weekend.
Μη ρωτάς τι κάνω απόψε, από το πρωί που ξέρω εγώ πως θες να δεσμευτώ. Εδώ καίγεται ο κόσμος, την από που να είναι σταθερό. Σε σένα που αγαπώ, σε σένα που αγαπώ. Μπορεί να βγω, μπορεί να μπω, μπορεί να φύγω και να ξαναρθώ. Μπορεί σε σένα να ανοιχτώ, μπορεί στον εαυτό μου να κλειστώ. Μη μου ζητάς να ορκιστώ. Αυτό το χήμα κόσμο εγώ που ζω, πως θες να πω, για πάντα σ' αγαπώ. Τα ίδια τώρα αισθάνομαι κι εγώ. Μα για αύριο πώς να πω. Εδώ μέσα σε μια ώρα καταστραφήκε μια χώρα. Τι μπορώ να υποσχεθώ, σε σένα π' αγαπώ. Μπορεί να βγω, μπορεί να πω, μπορεί να φύγω και να ξαναρθώ. Μπορεί σε σένα να ανοιχτώ. Να οργιστώ σ' αυτό το χήμα κόσμο εγώ που ζω. Πως θες να πω, για πάντα σ' αγαπώ.
φύγω και να ξαναρθώ. Μπορεί σε σένα να ανοιχτώ, μπορεί στον εαυτό μου να κλειστώ. Μπορεί να βγω, μπορεί να μπω, μπορεί να φύγω και να ξαναρθώ. Μπορεί σε σένα να ανοιχτώ, μπορεί στον εαυτό μου να κλειστώ. Μη μου ζητάς να οργιστώ, σ' αυτό το χήμα κόσμο εγώ που ζω, πως θες να